This is a HeadGum Original.
We're absolutely amped to have you guys on this week's episode of Punch Up the Jam.
Sadly, Andrew, even though you set me up for the perfect theme playback at that very moment, I've decided that I'm not going to record an episode today. And the reason I'm not going to record an episode is because I'm just feeling too lazy. I don't feel like doing anything today. I just want to lay in my bed.
Punch up the jam, punch it up.
Man, you really had me going. You had me going 100% that something technically had gone wrong and we weren't recording or we were going to have to run it back. You had me going, Evan.
Well, I set myself up great for that joke because I have produced technical problems through mistakes of my own on many previous episodes. So it's very believable that I had botched something.
I thought, Evan, that the problem was the major, incredible technical upgrade we have made in our studio since the last ep we recorded.
What are you about to say?
And that is, we switched to mice. That's right. Here at Punch Up the Jam, we have a new mouse here in the studio. This is my...
Andrew was listening so closely to our edits that he could hear me clicking the mouse.
I started to notice when I listened back to our episodes that you could always hear Evan clicking the mouse. Not because he was clicking it in any wrong way. It's just like, there's a mouse in there. The mics are sensitive. So I rummaged around our storage and found one of those huge-ass Mac trackpads so we can now silently click on all of our soundboard sounds. So everyone at home, enjoy this week's episode with no mouse click.
What a luxury. Stop. You're listening to Punch Up the Jam, the podcast in which we take the greatest hits of all time and we make them even greater. I'm one of your hosts, Evan Gregory.
I am Evan's brother, his comrade at arms at making autotune the news, songify this over the last 13 years. And did I say my name? I'm Andrew. I'm Andrew Gregory.
Yeah, we've been hosting
another,
this podcast
now. Yeah, another co-host of this podcast. Yeah,
We're closing in on a year here, but we've really been brothers for most of our lives. And we're excited to welcome to the show Shelby Wolstein and EJ Marcus from our fellow HeadGum Nation podcast, Keeping Records. This is an absolutely vital show that you've got to subscribe to if you're not already, because they are determining the future of our species. They're determining how the aliens are going to remember our fair race when we've far expired from the universe. Am I doing the correct elevator pitch for this show, guys? Welcome.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yes.
Yes,
they do say, pitches. Like, they're like, NASA says that the golden records were, like, far outlived the human race, which is one of the scariest things about it.
I think it's beautiful.
Now, do you guys talk about a lot, or do you guys think about a lot while working on your podcast, how horny making the original Voyager records made Carl Sagan? Are you concerned that you all might be made equally horny as Carl Sagan while working on your podcast?
Andrew, what are you talking about?
Well, Carl Sagan was working on the records, and he divorced his wife and married a lady who he was doing the records with because they fell so in love picking the records.
Oh, this actually makes sense because you're working on like the highest possible stakes.
Yeah.
And you're forging a bond with the person
What naked drawing of
earthlings are. That's what happened to me. I was married to Caleb and now I'm married to you.
Your previous co-host on Gold Records, and then you fell in love with EJ.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really hard for, I think, all three of us, really. Yeah, I don't want to. I think it was hard for me, but I think it was also hard for all three of us. And I don't want to take that journey away from anyone. But yeah, I think almost in a way where it's sort of like mad genius, I'm getting too into Carl Sagan's mind. I was like, I have to get a divorce right now.
Otherwise, this doesn't work. Will you share with us?
The aliens will not understand our version of the golden records unless one of us goes through a divorce.
Yeah, so. The worldwide trending live stream where the two of you launched Caleb into the sun was really beautiful.
Yeah. Well, it just felt like a fitting end. And we don't know. I mean, we don't have enough to record what happens once he gets there. Mm-hmm. So we were hoping maybe that would also get to them.
Yeah.
and he would be a good intro guy, you know.
Now the goal of your show is to decide, you know, what artifacts are we saving from the human race and sending off on, you know, the Voyager probe so the aliens can discover us. Can you share with us a couple of highlights from recent episodes about things that you've determined worthy to save and share for alien posterity?
Totally.
Someone did all of Mariah Carey's discography. And I'm not even really a Mariah Carey stan. Mm-hmm. But in, like, going through it as part of that episode, I was like, yeah, they do need to hear this. She's got pipes and she can write a song.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, as a scientist myself, this seems like absolute no-brainer. Total assumption that should be on there in volume one.
EJ, do you have one in mind?
I mean, the first one that came to my mind was specifically Jamie Loftus's home video that she brought in of her mom's, was it her 60th birthday? No, it was her 30th birthday, right, Shelby? Where she's like, I'm never turning 30 outfit. She just like had like the thickest, like, New England accent. Yeah, Boston accent. And had like, and Jamie had edited this video of her mom and she was like, the aliens just need to see this. And honestly, I agree. Like, it was something I was like, they need to understand that people talk like this and that turning 30 for humans is like a huge deal. As far as I've heard.
Yeah, the aliens, as far as we know, live to be 30,000 years old.
I appreciate your perspective on the south side of 30, EJ, that you're like, what was her mom turning 60? 30? It was 30.
She was like old, right? Like, she was like, she couldn't have been just 30.
I mean, 30 is like, as old, but it's not, you know, you've still got life, maybe. Yeah.
60.
This is why I'm never turning 30 outfit.
Yeah. Turning 30 in 1985 is like turning 70 now.
That, basically, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that basically
brings the life expectancy.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah. And the SPF.
That basically brings a tear to my eye imagining someone editing a home video of their mom to send to the aliens. That's just really sweet.
Well, the other thing I want to say is that I love that these two things might be adjacent on the Voyager probe, because you see the slice of life and then you see the next item, full discography of Mariah Carey, and you assume that this is also a slice of life and every human has impeccable whistle tone.
Yes.
Oh, and wouldn't that be amazing?
God,
my dream.
I wish.
Would we all do have anything?
It if we just tried? If we just tried hard enough, would we all have it?
No.
I think, unfortunately, like, I really think it is something you have at birth.
It's
Kesha
genetic,
has it.
Right?
Mariah has it. Ariana Grande has it.
Those are the only three. Only three that we know of.
Yeah, you just,
and they're holding it down for us. Mm-hmm.
That's why we're trying to get the aliens to come, so they can use their advanced scientific methods to find more people that have whistle tones.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Shelby Nijer. It's like, not every baby can grow up to be Usain Bolt. Not every baby has the whistle tone built in.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the luxury model of baby that has that.
Now,
This is really intimidating, actually, to have you guys on the show, because when I think about the song that we're about to talk about, I'm like, I'm talking to two anthropologists here, two archivists.
Who have
the knowledge.
We're criticizing this from an anthropological standpoint.
Exactly. What you're bringing to the table is like a really important artifact here. Is that what you're going to say, Andrew?
Yeah. I mean, I was just going to say that I'm assuming you chose this song because this is Voyager level golden record song for you. Mm-hmm.
As the passage of time slips through our fingers, the Lazy Song by Bruno Mars will remain.
Dust. Wind. Dude.
That's my clip from Bill and Ted about the passage of time.
I think I will have to give a verdict sort of after we talk about it enough where I decide if I agree or not. But it's either getting added or deleted from the records.
Right.
It's definitely not staying neutral.
By the end of this episode. Okay.
Okay, great. So we have a role to play in that decision.
What inspired you guys to pick this Bruno Mars hit? Of all of Bruno Mars hits? Because there are so many.
Oh my God, there's so many. I mean, I would say for me, this song... So, you know, when I was imagining a song that with the highest of stakes involved, either it's going to the aliens or it's being deleted from the record forever, you know, I'm like, okay, what activates me, what makes me feel an emotion. And this song, to be honest with you guys, makes me furious. So, you know, I'm thinking, how do we channel that energy and where does it go? You know what I mean?
What is it that makes you so mad about this song? EJ, I mean, this is a podcast we recently learned, we were told by a guest recently. Somehow we had not realized this. I'm still struggling to cope with this, but we were told that this podcast is built on a foundation of hating and that we are haters.
A previous guest called previous us guest, professional haters.
Because we did not like the song Every Time We Touch by Cascada. Every time we touch. But
you didn't even like it when it came out? Or you don't like it over time?
Neither.
I'm taking the fifth.
Neither then nor now. I do not like it on a train. I do not like it anywhere.
Yeah, I do not like it.
I'm just checking because I feel like it had its moment where, you know,
where it meant everything.
You'd catch
to everyone.
Me at a camp social, really shaking my little ass. Yeah. But
I feel like this is the song that I have produced the most sweat listening to in my whole life.
Yeah. I'm like.
I do not like it on a train. Like, not even in Ibiza, Spain.
I'm like 11 years old, like truly raving, rolling my face off on the high that is the song.
Yeah, yeah.
The drug that is Cascada.
So we were declared to be haters, and I'm just excited to have another hater on EJ.
Oh, yeah.
I want to scratch the surface. I want to, you know, as the Emperor said to Luke, let the hate flow through you, wow. EJ. What?
There's so much hate in this world.
What is it that makes you so furious about this song?
That was my Emperor, Demi Lovato.
She's my Emperor as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I feel like I would also identify, like, as a hater. I think it's a really important quality for people to have.
It shows taste.
It literally shows taste, you know? I don't know. I think strong emotions should be celebrated in whatever way they come. Anyway, so I feel like this song, you know, it makes me angry in part because this is maybe a boring criticism, but it's just the melody, like literally outside of the lyrics themselves, the melody of it. It just like grinds my gears. I don't know. You guys are music heads. Maybe you could add some insight to that.
The melody of the song.
Yeah.
Today I don't feel like doing anything.
Yes. Like what? Get up. You know what I mean?
It's tough to put into words exactly what it is about that silly melody, but it really does have a childish quality.
Yes. I think it's because the song itself is whining. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. It's like, I don't want to do anything. And then it's like, you're like, Jesus Christ, dude. Like, just take a nap. No one's telling you. You're headed to the studio to record the song.
Yeah.
No one asked you to do that.
You could just skip today. It's just like,
don't have to record the song. If you don't want to do anything, honey.
And this song
we didn't know you were working on it.
Right as Bruno Mars explodes. This is happening the year that he has those two hits on the radio where he's the featured artist.
Andrew, hit us with the resume.
Yes, it was it's the same summer that he's on Billionaire and he's on Nothing on You as the featured artist. Then they rush out this album because they're like, oh, people like Bruno Mars, apparently. He had just been a songwriter and a producer, and it had like an amazing track record with his very unfortunately named production team, The Smeezingtons.
Yikes.
It's real.
Mm-hmm. That's a
almost
yikes.
The Smeezingtons. But they'd written
songs. That's a guy who's on a lot of coke.
Yeah.
But they wrote, they helped write Fuck You, the CeeLo song. Mm-hmm. They helped write songs for hits for Flo Rida. They helped.
That means Bruno Mars is a co-writer on our show theme song.
That's true. They helped write Liftoff off Watch the Throne. I mean, they just had a crushing couple years, and then all of a sudden, he breaks out as like, wait, maybe this guy isn't just a producer, maybe isn't just a songwriter. So they rush this album out. It's like a later single on the album, but like you guys are saying, like why not just skip this day in the studio? Why not just roll over and sleep through this? Like the mailbox money you're getting from Flo Rida and Jay-Z and Kanye is so large that you can just let this one roll off your back. You don't need to do this song.
Right.
But it's hard to deny that this is a greatest hit. You know, this song is over 2 billion views on YouTube.
It's crazy.
It's crushing the charts. This song is a huge hit. The
Lazy
song.
I think it's because babies like it.
Yeah.
Like children.
Children.
It's like his, like, you get to show this to your 4-year-old and they're like, yeah. And the music video is like a bunch of monkeys dancing. Like, it is for children and they're packaging it up as if it's for me.
Yeah.
And it's not.
It's not for me.
Yes.
Well, I feel like to sort of piggyback on that, Shelby, you know, like, the. Just to piggyback on that, like, it is for
circle
babies.
Circle back onto that point.
And then just to reiterate, it is for me.
EJ, I just want to touch base with you on one thing and sync up with Shelby.
Yeah, if we could take this offline later, I do want... EJ, I think I want to tap you for what you were going to say. I want to tap you.
You're going to tap me? Okay. Yeah. And then I'm going to tap you right back. And then we'll tap, tap, tap.
And I just want to get a little piggy in later.
Okay. Okay. So we're all stacked on top of each other. Okay. So anyways, yeah, this song is for babies, but there are mentions of sexual content in this song, which I'm not saying you can't talk about sex with babies, I guess. I mean, like, two children.
He's just like, and let me be clear, talk about fucking with your kids. And I want to be clear, it's never too soon to tell your kids about fucking.
There is no wrong way to talk about sticking your hand in your pants in a song that you're playing for your children.
You, it can be for kids and still be about sex.
I... So, that being said, all of that being said, no, listen, baby, kids, okay, this song,
babies,
EJ,
and
please
sex.
Do not cancel yourself. We're only like 10 minutes into the pod.
This song sounds like it's for kids, and yet he's saying crazy stuff in it, like, today I'm going to meet a really nice girl and have some really nice sex. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on the podcast.
You're allowed.
Can I say that's not doing nothing? That's like, that's not working doing out. That's
well,
a workout.
We'll get into that.
He's
maybe we should start okay. Playback on this because that verse, we're going to get into verse two, is when he's setting up the contrast to, like, you know what a very busy day for me would be?
Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Sex. That could be tomorrow when I.
Oh, you're so right. Yeah.
I'll let myself be busy.
Today. He's saving himself.
Yeah.
Well, before we play the song, I will say, like, Evan, will you cue up? Do you have the Jack Johnson song I pulled? We're talking about this sounding like a kid's song. To me, this song sounds like, and Bruno Mars is from Hawaii, so it's like, you kind of got to give him, he has all the rights in the world to write island vibe songs if he wants and play the ukulele. But to me, this sounds like he's coming from this world of being a producer and songwriter who's, like, constantly doing commercial work and... Like, I'm sure, like, his bosses were saying, like, oh, could we get a sound-alike to this? Like, to me, this sounds like a sound-alike to the theme song from Curious George.
Ooh.
By Jack Johnson.
The movie?
The movie, yeah. Jack Johnson did the theme song. It's honestly a pretty great song. And to me, it just, like, Bruno Mars being like, ooh, like, what if we did this, but it was a little naughty, because we're crazy. Us Smeezingtons.
I have a different example.
This is kind of a vibe.
I wasn't going to get deep into these examples, but now we're going here.
Hit him with it, Jack.
Yeah, hit it. Song
hurt him, Jack. Okay, what do you guys think? Does this sound like a lazy song?
This world keeps spinning and with each new day. I can feel a change in everything.
I think... Maybe spiritually?
Okay, that's a no. That's
well,
a courteous
no. Well, so I don't
no.
think... I think it is the same, like, both calming and upbeat combination that we're getting out of both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
they don't sound the same, but they have the same, like... That's what I mean by spiritually. It's like...
Yeah.
Both of them are both like... Do, 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 do. Like, kind of, like, lulling me to sleep while also having some sort of backtrack that gets me sort of... hype in a way.
But Bruno Mars, like you said, Shelby, has that edge of being high on cocaine through listening to the lyrics. Like,
right.
He's trying to relax, but you leave him alone for 30 seconds and he's like, well, what if we were doing P90X?
Yeah, he's bouncing off the walls.
He's trying to do nothing, but that The eight ball on the counter is really calling his name.
Yeah, I feel like energetically there's well, I mean, if it was a nod to Curious George, that would explain again
the monkeys
in the music.
Hey, listen, I have a contrasting candidate here. I think Andrew is close, but off base. Okay. This is my candidate for suggesting that Bruno Mars was ripping somebody off. Tell me if this sounds similar.
Okay.
Yeah, but Jason Mraz didn't tell you to put your hand down your pants. Well, you
done me and you bet I... Now that sounds the same as this. Today I don't
feel like doing anything. Totally, yeah. You're right, Evan.
He went full Mraz. Mars
Wait,
went Mraz.
My whistle is just perfect. Don't feel
like Wait, do that again. Do that again.
To me, though, that speaks to, like, Bruno Mars is his first album. He's had a couple hits as a featured artist, but he doesn't maybe quite know what his sound is yet. Mm-hmm. And when you, like, look at his other singles of this album, like, they don't sound like this at all. You know, you have Grenade. Mm-hmm. What's the other
one? Right, he's been doing hip-hop for other artists, yeah, so, like, that's really working for him. But, yeah, he's trying to find his own sound. You go to now, and he's discovered this whole artist side of himself that has a very defined sound. He's doing Silk Sonic. His previous thing on 24K Magic has, like, a very specific sound for the whole album.
I love that stuff, but this album feels to me like, we're not sure what's going to hit for this guy yet, so let's just do a bunch of stuff that all sounds different.
One song can be for babies.
What if he's a children's artist? What if he's like Coked Out Wiggles?
He's from Hawaii, right? Give the man a ukulele.
And that guy leaves, and then a different A&R guy comes into the studio who didn't hear that and was like, make this song about horny stuff.
Yeah.
Would you?
He's like, God, this song's good, but a little bit too childish. Let's horn this up a little.
this song's pretty childish. Let me ask you a question, son. Would you blow yourself up with a grenade?
If you were in love, but with the caveat that in this situation you're in love.
No one asks you to put your hand on a blade, Bruno. Chill.
Put your hand on a blade.
He's like, I would.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, but I for you.
So,
what's that? Teddy Geiger, for you I would. For you I will. What's it?
So EJ, you're furious. Shelby, you're still deciding whether this going on the record or being launched into the sun.
Yeah, and honestly, everything that goes on the record doesn't have to be things that we like. I think, honestly, we have to be showing them things we don't like. Mm. So, whether or not I like the song won't necessarily be a deciding factor.
Okay.
It's a part of it for sure. Mm-hmm. That's just part of being sort of the head of the project.
Yeah, and you're human.
But, no, this song is just like, it is catchy. It's definitely an earworm. And in that way, I'm like,
definitely an earworm.
Well, I'm like, shut up. Also, like,
this one is an earworm, like the same way you would, like a CIA agent would put a grub in your ear that goes in and eats your brain. And it's like a slow assassination.
Mm-hmm. Well, because, like, you will listen to the song, not enjoy any second of it, mm-hmm. and then, like, 6 days later, be like, do. It's like, why am I singing this song that I don't even care for?
Yeah.
I also don't follow this person. They just keep showing up on my For You page on TikTok. But there is this, like, young mother who, she's a single mom, has a kid who, like, loves music. And he usually listens to, like, hard rap, which is crazy. He's
cool.
One.
Sick.
But he has really taken to the Lazy song, and he can't stop listening to it. And it's like every video is just like him watching the music video, listening to the Lazy.
This is child abuse. And it's just proving out EJ's theory. Like, the song, this is proof perfect that, like, who is the audience for this song? Who gets completely transfixed by this song? A literal baby, a one-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But so it's really been in my zeitgeist because they keep showing up on my For You page, and it's just like him sitting in the living room listening to the Lazy song.
I guarantee you Bruno Mars does not play this song live anymore.
He's on the record as not liking it. Like, as early as 2012 or 2013, he did an interview. This is like,
really?
This is so
he's discerning it.
And this is something I'd love to talk about more. It's just like, what a try hard song this song is. Like, I'm so lazy. Listen to this stuff I'm not doing. It's like, it's like, look, man, you don't have to try that hard to be lazy. You can just be normal lazy. But in a, there's a GQ interview where he like, it's like he flops down on the couch. He starts playing the chords of the song, and then he looks at the interviewer and is like, actually, I hate this song. Like, there couldn't be a more try-hard thing to do than to flop on the couch, start playing the upstrokes to your hit song, and then be like, actually, I don't even like this song.
He goes, actually, I'm feeling a little lazy today.
I can't even get through this song.
Just try to, actually, this is the kind of song that I'd rather just play itself.
This is just a totally normal day for me, sitting around with you, a GQ interviewer.
Yeah.
He's like, this is, like, literally, like, doing nothing to me. I don't want to be involved anymore.
You want some real gossip? I don't even like this. Gasp. Okay, I want to get into the lyrics on this so we can really dissect what's lazy and what's not. The song starts off with, today I don't feel like doing anything. I just want to lay in my bed. Okay, extremely relatable so far.
I was going to say, by the way, complete vibe.
Yeah, we're not too deep into it yet.
Yeah.
I just want to lay in my bed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this tracks.
Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the tone.
Okay, as already, this is actual lazy lyric writing. There's barely any physical voicemails left in the world at this point. Like, leave a message at the tone is somewhat dated even at the time this song comes out.
He doesn't have an answering machine.
He's only putting that in there to finish the rhyme.
And there's nothing that could make your day more full of effort than being forced to listen to a voicemail. It would be lazier to pick up the phone or to decline the call or text them and say, like, hey, what do you need?
I guess what I really wanted to say is that everyone would text.
For them to leave a voicemail, that means later you're going to have to pick up your phone, listen to the voicemail, one of the hardest things in the world to do.
Yeah.
You hold up your phone.
Well, I think maybe he's thinking that's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah, he'll just slough it off.
You're just punting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so all this...
He's punting, yeah. He's circling back offline another day.
Yeah, so we're circling back offline. Can we take this offline from my voicemail? What happens next?
Today I swear I'm not doing anything.
He swears.
I'm gonna kick my feet up and stare at the fan.
Okay.
Turn the TV on, throw my hand in my pants.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, what?
Okay, this is when we took the first turn here. I was staring at the ceiling fan. Okay, fine. Turn the TV on.
And that's turning him on? Oh, no, the TV is.
Turn the
TV. I was like, hey, what's up with this guy that the fan really gets him revved up, ready to go?
Is Bruno saying that he's jerking it here? Is he jerking it, or is he just like saying, like, oh, when guys sit on the couch, they put their hands on like down the front of their underwear? That's what guys do.
I think it's that. He's relaxing.
He's talking about the teenage male tendency to self-soothe with the hand in their pants until someone tells them, this is not appropriate. You just can't touch your own genitals around other people. So we don't do that. Now you've passed puberty, Derek, and we don't do that anymore, okay?
Right.
You know, you hear that reprimand a few times, and then you stop making a habit out of it. This is part of growing up, and Bruno's admitting this is happening a lot today.
One thing that's already driving me crazy about the song is just the amount of upstrokes that we're hearing.
Like, you're talking about the ukulele performance?
100% upstrokes on the ukulele. I understand that for like the Caribbean island kind of like...
it's the genre. He's trying to execute the genre here.
Yeah, but if you go listen to reggae, like, it's mostly upstrokes. But you get a downstroke on the guitar every once in a while.
I gotta say, I think he is executing a genre here very well, but it's not roots reggae. He's not doing Toots and the Maytals here. He's not even doing Marley's Legends. He's doing the bro reggae derivative
of the Mrazian
species.
Oh, he's doing Mraz.
Mrazian.
He's doing Mraz very well. Mars is doing Mraz.
Mr.
Very
A to Z.
Well.
Yeah.
Mr.
just give me
the
a
alphabet
couple.
Mafia. Well, that's the real alphabet mafia.
We should have done that song.
Give me a couple downstrokes.
Mr. A to Z at wordplay. Well, that song, when it first came out, blew my fucking mind.
I listen to it all the time, yeah.
I was like, Mr. A to Z, that's how he spells his name.
Yes. You had your beautiful mind moment just like writing it all on the chalkboard. It's been there right in front of us the whole time.
I'm like,
we just couldn't
Mraz.
See it.
Hold on. Mr. A to Z.
What?
You know, papers you know, like he does that all the time. So did that all the time as a teen. And then like at least once went to the Richmond DMV and tried it. And like got his license back. And it was just like M-R-A-T-O-Z. And he was like, God damn it. Not Mr. A to Z like that.
One day you guys need to do a guestless episode or a Jason Mraz guested episode where you sort of pick apart all of his music. Cause I'm thinking Geek in the Pink. I'm thinking Wordplay. he was doing some stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love the guy.
Just that display alone is going to get you back to do that episode with us.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've had a slow descent into cringe in these like opening stanzas. The first couplet, I want to lay in my bed. Just so highly relatable. I'm down. Then we start putting our hands in our pants and I want to turn it off. This song is making me embarrassed to listen to it. This is embarrassing. And it begins to get worse.
Dance, nobody's going to tell me I can't. Mm-hmm. I'll be lounging on the couch just chilling in my Snuggie. Click to empty.
No.
Teach me how to dug.
No, no, no.
Did learning
pay him
the product placement of Snuggie?
Did they pay him? Do you think?
Did Snuggie pay him?
It's possible that Snuggie paid, but I guarantee he's just brainstorming with the other guys in the studio. They decided to write this song because even though the label is paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for them to sit around and produce a top 40 record for Bruno Mars, they kind of can't come up with any ideas, and they're like, I'm just feeling lazy today. Dude, go with that. And so then they got to the brainstorming stage of writing lyrics, and they're like, what are things you do when you lay around? What's that thing on TV? The Snuggie. Yeah, hell yeah. And you know what? That
rhymes. And then you're going to learn how to Dougie.
Yeah.
What's going on?
They just put that in for the rhyme. It's so hacky to be like, what's the popular dance right now?
It just doesn't seem lazy to me to learn a dance trend. That's you're putting in work once you're learning a dance trend, no matter how fun it is to you. It might be fun to you to work. I'm not trying to put a value judgment on laziness or the Protestant work ethic. I'm just saying, like,
listen, you might be doing what you love and you'll never work a day in your life.
Wow.
And this to me just feels so much like they were Googling, like, what's the trend? Yeah. Like, right. I don't believe that they learned how to do the Dougie. I do believe that they're watching the trends to be like, we're just going to put in the now dance. And had it been a year earlier, they would have said, like, every day I'm shuffling, or whatever was the now thing. You know, they're trying to figure out, what are the kids doing?
How
do you do, fellow kids? Every day I'm shuffling my feet.
Yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. But,
Oppa Gangnam Style in there.
Yes. Me and Soulja Boy.
Yeah. Yeah, it almost feels like they start, like, to EJ's point of, did Snuggie pay?
Mm-hmm.
It almost feels like we started with Snuggie. Like, we were like, all right, we have to throw Snuggie in. Is there a rhyme?
Yeah. Snuggie Dougie is, you know, that's A to B. That's A to B right there.
It just feels like lazy comedy to me. This song is such a time capsule for 2011 that he's talking about the Snuggie. Like, it's amazing that we get to the end of the song and he doesn't say something about epic bacon. Mm-hmm. You know?
I think the song is already so corny. It's like, why don't we even lean in and say something? Like, why is Dougie? Why not even, like, the first thing that came to my mind is literally, like, drink my water Juggie. It's like, that would make more sense.
That would be better.
In this stupid
song. Wait, that's really good.
Wait, if it was like, take a little sip from my little water Juggie, I'd be like, absolutely.
Me too.
Hydrated King.
That's the 2022 version. The 2022 version is to drink from my, you know, 1 gallon hydration Juggie.
Yeah, my little water Juggie.
This is our first, like, legit really good punch-up idea. We could just start putting in 2022 healthcare
right,
stuff.
Maybe
water Juggies.
Healthcare.
Maybe if we listened to this in 2011, we wouldn't have found it cringe at all, and we'll get rid of the cringe if we just update this with all cool 2022 trends.
No, I'm embarrassed.
COVID test.
The song is the opposite. The song is the opposite of itself. It's telling me that it's lazy, but it's showing me in the lyrics that it is really try hard. Hey, do you guys like Dougies? You guys like Snuggies? Oh, I like that too. And the more, the further we get into the song, the more embarrassed I feel.
You won't believe how hard I can lay around. Way harder than you. By the way, did you hear I had 4 hit songs this summer?
Oh, brother. Okay, let me
keep
going.
No wonder. No, that's why you don't have to go to work, Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
It's because CeeLo is paying you royalties on Fuck You. That's the hit of the year.
In my castle, I'm the freaking man.
He's the freaking man,
Shut
guys.
Shut up.
Ugh. I said it because I can. Today I don't feel like doing anything.
I respect the whistle. I won't hate on the whistle.
Oh, man. The dumb little record scratch is sending me back to Sugar Ray.
Wait, where's the record scratch?
The dumb record scratch going into the chorus.
Oh, you mean because they have like a DJ?
They have a fake DJ record scratch right there going into the... Yeah, it's sending me back to Sugar Ray. That dumb band from the late 90s that was just like, it's a band. But they've got a DJ. And it was just like a rock band playing with like a ton of record scratches over it. It was just totally insane.
And you guys think that he's whistling and not just like someone in the studio?
Well, it's the monkeys that are in his bedroom.
The monkeys are whistling, yeah.
I have no strong opinion about who is whistling. Do you have
that's tough. Okay. That's tough to do the forensics on, to get like audio signature that, to fingerprint a whistle. That's tough.
Could be one of the other Smeezingtons.
Yeah.
It's like how Kesha ended up being on Right Round because she was just like in the studio and did the sample, and then they're like, we'll keep it.
And she wasn't credited.
Like, did someone
right, and they like backwards had to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were like, wait, no, now it's important that we get her on here.
Yeah, we're gonna need to grab the whistle, zoom in, and enhance to figure out who did this whistle. We're gonna need to get some real detectives going on. Figure out whether this was Bruno or not. Okay.
I don't like the castle of it all.
Because in my castle, I'm the frickin' man.
I don't like frickin'.
Mm-mm.
Get it out of here.
Yeah.
I understand this is a song for babies. I love that we're not swearing for the babies. But 2 seconds ago, we're talking about your hand in your pants.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're saying frickin'?
Mm.
Shut up.
Make it make sense.
Yeah, literally, like, meaning sense.
I agree. I'm honestly beginning to get mad at myself for how much I feel like a hater, but hearing I'm the frickin' man is kind of a shut-up moment for me. I want to bail on this.
It really is like a moment where you're just like, all right, I don't want to hear from you anymore.
Yeah. Guys, actually, I don't even like this song.
You guys aren't going to believe this, but I'm actually better than this hit song that I wrote. Okay, let me keep going.
Leave a message at the tone, 'cause today I swear I'm not doing anything.
I swear.
Okay, fine.
At all.
Now, this is kind of filler. This is fine. It sounds like a detergent commercial at this point. Just conjuring some sunshine and white sheets. Now, let me pause it because
it's conjuring Curious George for me.
Just so we're listening at the right ears, we're about to get to this... I guess we'll call this a bridge, but second verse. We'll call it the second verse. The rhythm of the lyrics a little bit different, so it's kind of different pattern here. But this is the part where he's going to talk about tomorrow.
All the stuff
to draw a contrast with lazy today. He's going to say tomorrow I will do all those things that I should do, and that list is also dumb and
really
revealing.
Doesn't this just speak to how hard it was for Bruno Mars to even think of things that would make him lazy? He got to the second verse, and they were like, okay, let's lazy stuff. We're lazy guys, the Smeezingtons. When we're not writing hits, we're lazies. Okay, what's a lazy thing we do? They sat there for 30 minutes.
I don't know, the blanket with the hood?
Okay, what if the next day you're doing a lot of stuff like we usually do? That you could not think of 2 verses of lazy things.
So, like, the contrast is what's really going to highlight the lazy. So, for lazy, we're really not doing anything. And then for tomorrow, like, it's just so much.
It's
so it'll be different.
Okay. Here's the list.
Tomorrow I wake up, do some P90X, meet a really nice girl, have some really nice sex.
No.
She's gonna scream out, this is great.
Oh my God, this is great. No, she's not.
No.
Yeah, no, she's... I can assure you she is not gonna scream out, this is great.
I know her, and she's not.
She's definitely not.
Even if it was great, which we doubt, she wouldn't shout it was great.
No.
Yeah.
She wouldn't. Because people don't do that.
And by the way, then they put in her voice. She sounds annoying. Yeah. And she's not screaming.
No. Yeah.
This is in fact, it's almost like going to...
they're making fun of her, which is weird because
it's rude.
Apparently you said she was really nice.
I can't tell if they're trying to make fun of themselves or even including the lyric.
Well, at that point, don't do it. Why do more work to back up the lyric you don't like?
Yeah, and also one more thing, okay? Because the annoying part about the overcompensation for how busy they're going to be tomorrow is, like, he immediately is like, and we need to remind people that I have sex. Like, immediately. Like, he's
yes.
like, I'm not just, like, a hotshot. I also, like, that's the first thing I'm going to do. Like, what?
I will say, in a day, I'm in the middle of the day able to just, like, go have sex, it's a pretty lazy
day. It's a lazy day.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm not packed to the brim, if there is an opportunity for me midday to be like, you know what, let's just, like, get a quickie going.
To meet someone new.
And even there,
a quickie with.
Even there, Shelby, yeah, you're not even saying you're going to have normal sex. You're only squeezing in a quickie. Mm-hmm. Even
he's
it's
saying,
not that much of a lazy
I'm
day.
I'm going to a coffee shop. I'm meeting a nice girl, finding out she's nice, by the way. Mm-hmm. Takes a minute. Mm-hmm. And then, bringing her ideally to a second location to have sex.
Really nice sex.
That constitutes a lot of time in your day that you are not busy.
He thinks this is the non-lazy day. This is the lazy day.
Extremely good point, Shelby, because what is the actual busy day is just doing your responsibilities. Mm-hmm. Is going to work and just holding up your end of the bargain on a bunch of stuff for everybody else in your life. You got to go to, you're doing 8-9 hours at work, you're cleaning the house or whatever. You don't just have a free day to go to a singles bar.
But he lives so far outside the realm of normal human activity and life that for him, he's like, oh, I woke up and I did the most important job responsibility I have on any given day, which is 2 hours of P90X. That's part of my job.
He's literally like, all right, you know what? Tomorrow we can do the hard stuff, like meet a girl and kiss her a little. Like he's like daydreaming about like the fun things he does on his busy day.
Again, this is a song for elementary school children where he's like, you know what you guys would like for the busy day to look like? Sex stuff, right?
It's weird.
But why are you saying that to third graders?
Well, I think his target audience here is like middle schoolers, or he's sort of like aiming for like middle school boys that have a like distorted vision of what it's like to be a grown up.
Which is why I think that
they're like, wait, when I grow up, like I'm gonna be like waking up, hitting the gym, and then just smashing chicks.
And they're gonna say, oh my gosh, this is great.
Ooh. Yeah.
Because that's the amount,
and then they're gonna scream out, "This is great!" Like they're gonna be like, "Oh my god, this is great!"
Because that's the amount of respect that Bruno Mars and, by extension, I will have for women the rest of my life.
Oh no. Okay,
because Bruno Mars is my patron saint of cool.
Bruno Mars is my god.
I will put my hand on a blade for Bruno Mars. We still have a few things left in this busy day here.
Surround and get my college degree. I bet my old man will be so proud of me. But sorry, pops, you'll just have to wait.
That is just a mirage. That's a trick. Mm-hmm. Oasis.
It was just that. Now he's joking around. I might mess around and get my college degree.
In a day.
Yeah, get it? Because that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to be going to school and getting my college degree.
Sorry, Pops.
You'll just have to wait.
He goes, no, tomorrow I could get a college degree, but...
It stretches credulity for me that his dad in any way wants him to go and get a college degree. Like, Bruno Mars's dad... Who, by the way, is a professional entertainer. Like, he's a working musician in Hawaii.
Really?
Bruno Mars.
What do we know about Bruno Mars's dad?
Bruno Mars is a musician who moved to Hawaii from Brooklyn.
Wait, what's Bruno Mars' dad's name?
I don't know off the top of my head. But his real last name is Hernandez. He's half Puerto Rican. He's half Jewish. He grew up in Brooklyn. He moved to Hawaii.
Beautiful.
Was playing, I think, the drums, the congas. At a hula dance for tourists, you know, at like a hotel or something, and met Bruno Mars's mom, who is a hula dancer, and they had a band. They would play out like 5 or 6 nights a week. You don't think of Hawaii as being like a a place where you like go to make it, but like of course it's a place where there's a ton of like working dancers and musicians, like entertaining tourists. So Bruno Mars as a kid would like do Elvis impersonations and Michael Jackson impersonations with his parents' band, perhaps just as he's doing an impersonation in this song of knowing what it is to be lazy.
Oh.
I mean, this is a guy who's working five days a week as a 5-year-old.
Peter Hernandez.
Okay. Okay.
This is actually great.
Father of six.
This is great info because it does reveal that like none of this song is really about Bruno Mars. It's him impersonating a regular person and what he thinks.
Yeah.
He's been working almost every day of his life. He moves to LA right when he finishes high school to try to break into the music industry and does grind for a while, like has to grind for 7 or 8 years before he breaks out. But I think his dad is like, this is great that you're a famous musician. And
there's
dad is wishing for him to go to college.
No way.
Have you guys seen the movie Honeymoon in Vegas? Have you guys seen that movie?
No.
Early 90s movie with
is that the one with Nicolas Cage?
And James Caan, Sarah Jessica Parker? Bruno Mars does have a cameo in it. I recommend you check it out. You can watch it, of course, on YouTube.
How old is he?
It's like a 20-second cameo of him as an Elvis impersonator at like age 6 or 7.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Wait, I've also seen, I think he did something else as an Elvis impersonator. Like there was a video that released of him like a year ago.
He would go on like late shows. That was like, I think like just like Tiger Woods was like on like the Johnny Carson show is like, this kid can really putt.
Yeah.
Like, I think
JoJo was on Kids Say the Darndest Things.
Oh wow.
JoJo was on Kids Say the Darndest Things and sang like an angel. And she was like 6.
I believe it.
Aww,
you
that's
think
nice.
These people are like an overnight success, but they've been doing it since they were being stage mommed at age 5,
yeah,
you
Bruno
know.
Mars is grinding.
Yeah.
She was waiting in the back of Bill Cosby's Kids Say the Darndest Things, which is dicey, and then came out, and obviously her mom was like, and this girl can sing. So then they were like, I hear you can sing. And then they did this thing where she was like, he would do like little hand symbols as if he was changing the radio station, and she just had to keep up. She was unbelievable.
Wow.
I think about it all the time. I'm like, she deserves more than she has.
Yeah,
we need to get JoJo back. I pledge to use the power of this show to get JoJo to come back.
Thank you. I'm always willing that into existence.
Is she gone?
She just hasn't been really doing much.
Oh.
Yeah, she's not gone.
Maybe she's having a lazy day.
Oh my God, so true. Yeah, she should do a cover of the lazy
song.
She's
just sitting on the couch with her hand down her pants.
Yep.
As we all do until someone...
Yep. Learning how to do TikTok dances.
Wait, we also didn't even note that like P90X was also sort of a buzzword of the time.
Oh, totally. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You're exactly right.
This is a listicle
of a song.
The same time they're coming up with Dougie, they're coming up. They're just
BuzzFeed listicle.
They're just grabbing P90X out of the zeitgeist and cramming it in
the
song.
And I mean, frankly, no way Bruno Mars is a ceiling fan. No way. By then, he's living in a nice ass house with central air.
Absolutely.
No way the guy is messing with a ceiling fan.
Such a good point. He's like,
what do
average people? There's something on the ceiling. I feel like it's
like, all right. When I look at my ceiling, I see $3 million chandelier. What does someone else see?
I just want to say,
when they look at their ceiling,
we are jumping to the conclusion that he wants us to, which is that he kicked his feet up and looked at the fan. So it's easy to draw the conclusion that it's a ceiling fan, right? But the word ceiling is not used. He could be just looking at a human fan of his music who has come and is there on display. And maybe has been bronzed.
That's so true.
Stare at the fan.
So I can stare at the fan who I have had bronzed and put in a corner. For me to remember my first platinum record.
I have to wonder.
It's just a thought.
Is the fan a really nice girl?
He fucks the fan.
Yeah, I mean, that's one, you know, toxic but surefire way to get the sex on your day off.
Would you put your hand on a blade for me? Would you stick your dick in a fan for me? What?
Wow. Yeah.
Not that kind of fan. Just a person.
This episode is going really off the rails. Let me keep playing. Okay, I'm just fine with this. This is fine. Sure. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the phone. No, just text me. I swear I'm not doing anything. No,
ain't gonna comb my hair.
Okay, we'll call this the bridge. This is the bridge.
I ain't going anywhere. No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no. Strut in my birthday suit and let everything hang loose. Yeah.
I mean, in just flying in the face of the claim that his hand was down his pants. The fact that he's
Thank you. I was thinking the same thing. Yeah. And I know you said I don't mind this part referring to the chorus from before, yeah. But I will say I do take I don't take issue. I am annoyed mm-hmm. by the yes, I said it. I said it because yeah, it unless transition. Someone was like, "What did you just say?" And he was like, "Yeah, I said it. I said it because I can." And it's like no one's questioning you. You're a millionaire.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, Evan and I were talking about the Ed Sheeran song "Thinking Out Loud," where he has that. You know, there's like, "I'm just thinking out loud." It's like, yeah, we know Ed. We know you're thinking out loud.
That's
like, you're
true.
Opening,
that's literally
you're
what the
opening
song
your
is.
Mouth and think, "Where's the grammar?" Out? Like, yes, I said it. It's just such a filler. Like, yeah, we've been listening to the song for 2.5 minutes,
and you didn't say
we know
anything.
You said it.
The wind up to the song, or the wind up to the course is him being like, "I'm not doing anything," and he's like, "Yeah, I said it. I said it. I said it because I can."
Like, yeah. All of us middle schoolers over here are like, "A bold claim. My man has made a bold claim.
No,
he said
he
it.
Didn't.
No, he did
yeah,
not."
It's like if he was in a room with his friends and they were like, "What are you going to do today?" And he was like, "I don't think I'm going to do anything." And they were like, "What?" And he was like, "Yeah, I said it, boys. I said it. I said it because I can. Today, I'm not doing anything."
They're like,
"Believe me, you."
They're like,
"I'm not doing anything today."
They're like, "What are you going to tell your mom?"
Yeah, he's like, literally. He's like, "I don't know. Tomorrow, I'm going to get a college degree.
I'm going to tell her, fuck you." And they're like, "Oh!"
He goes, "I'm going to tell her to listen to my hit song with CeeLo Green."
If she tells me to take my hand out of my pants, I swear.
I bet this song would be great.
Well, nobody can tell me I can't. He actually has shut her up pretty soon right after.
His friends are like,
"Put my hands down my pants. Nobody can tell."
You're right. He's the frickin' man in his castle.
I would love to talk to someone who does not speak English about this song. I think this song could be great if you just don't speak English and you were just like, "Yeah, this is a fun, kind of laid back island song. This is cool. This is like how animated movies like flop in America and then they make like $2 billion worldwide. It's like you just export this into a world that like doesn't understand America or English and it does fine."
Yeah. It does. Yeah. Feels like Barbie Girl in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Works
another banger.
It works for the works for the ESL market.
Song.
You know, I think we're almost done with like actual lyrics for this song. We're just gonna play out the refrain a couple more times here.
Oh, today I don't feel like doing
okay, taking it down just to the ukulele.
They had a little record stop there. This is a breakdown just to the ukulele.
Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the
A little ad lib. Okay.
I swear I'm not doing anything, nothing at all.
The dumb extraneous record scratch. I'm actually not sure if this is a ukulele or just a guitar capoed up. Not sure. Could be a.
That sounds like a guitar to me.
Super capoed up.
Sounds like a guitar.
Whole song without a downstroke. Terrible.
Andrew's a folk purist. Upstrokes. I'm not.
Well, it's sort of like what goes up must come down.
Yeah, just
kidding.
So. Yeah, you can mix it up a little bit on the chorus or something.
With strokes, what goes up must come down.
Oh, okay, yeah. I see.
Yep, he can only stroke up because his other hand is in his pants, Andrew. This is the musical symbolism. Okay, all right, we went top to bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Did the song make you more or less mad than you expected, EJ? Diving into the obscura and arcana of the song in such detail.
It honestly made me, more mad than I thought I was. Because I really think I was focused on... I mean, I had... The lyric that I had in my mind was... I had remembered the hand in the pants, and I had remembered the Dougie. And those two things, those alone, it makes me mad.
Those alone.
Yeah.
And you're focused on protecting kids. You're focused on protecting kids, and...
As we all know, like, my number one thing anywhere I go is protecting kids. Like, that's, like, my whole thing. So, I mean, I just... This song, it's not for kids. And people think it is.
Hmm.
but it is sort of like they mucked it up because it's like sort of targeted at kids. The humor is aimed at kids. The whole ethos of like, I don't want to do anything no matter what my mom says is very yeah. much for like, you're going to love this, middle schoolers.
Even the dumb YouTube video. That we talked about how much this is a time capsule of 2011 with the Snuggie and the Dougie and the P90X. Even the dumb music video is very like, you know,
yeah.
2011 with like them like uncovering the camera and turning it on at the beginning of the music
video. I'm sad to say that music video is directed by Bruno Mars.
I'm really glad that it's directed by Bruno Mars because then there's no one else to blame.
There's no
for kind
one
of the
else
whole
we can be
ecosystem
like,
mm-hmm. of this song.
I mean, I think the song is like we've been kind of saying, like, you know, it's the result of someone impersonating what they think is a normal person, which must just be, and the result is sort of like he's impersonating a weird man child. Mm-hmm. Or the result is a weird man child.
Yeah, he's yes. trying to live out the dreams of a man child middle schooler.
Real Arrested yeah. Development energy of just yes. sort of like, yes. what is an adult man do?
Yeah, what do boys like? Oh yeah, they like girls and dancing. Like it's like
working out. They love working out.
Love working out
and being with the Smeezingtons.
Well, we got a real problem here, man.
That is such a terrible name.
I feel like I feel embarrassed when I listen to this song, and that is making it really difficult for me to imagine what we're going to do to punch this up. Like, I just don't have a good feeling listening to it, even though the aesthetic yeah. goal of the song is to make you feel real chill. I don't, that mm-hmm. doesn't happen for me. It makes my pulse quicken with that sort of fight or flight, like, I want to get out of here feeling.
Oh, yeah. I'm on edge.
Imagine if you were the girl or the fan who Bruno Mars, you've come home, you're about to have sex with him, and he's like, hey, can I play you a song real quick? And he played you this almost finished song. That was like pure Patrick Bateman energy. You'd be like, this man's about to kill yeah. me.
It's just yeah. something I've been yeah. working on.
It'd be like, oh, is someone calling me? Oh my God, mom? Yeah, I'm on my way home right now. Like, it would be, I'm out of there.
It's my husband calling me.
Yeah, my husband, who I totally forgot about until right now.
What? You hired a private investigator? He's standing outside right now?
Honey, that's so silly.
Okay, so we have a lot to run on. You know, we could just put some downstrokes in this. Mm-hmm. We could think about what a tryhard Bruno Mars is. Mm-hmm. We could imagine a Bruno Mars that had lived a normal life mm-hmm. and not been a working Elvis impersonator at age 5. But we're going to go away for a little bit, work on the punch up, and be back after this break. Okay, we are back here at Punch Up the Jam talking about Bruno Mars' Lazy Song, which...
How have you guys been?
Good, thanks.
I mean, honestly, gosh. Since we talked, I, like, haven't done anything.
It's been, like, a really weird thing. It's almost like a curse. Yeah. I haven't been able to do anything.
I have been
running... I keep, like, laying in my bed and my hand right down my pants.
Yeah.
I can't stop.
I'm so glad you're saying that.
I wake up every day.
Me too.
I run a quick half marathon just to relax. And then I just write.
Yeah, and then, like, even on my busiest days, I'm, like, really doing well, like, romantically.
Whoa.
I am pulling on my days on, not my days off. My days off, I'm not pulling. I'm pulling on my days on.
And your days on.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Guys, honestly, like, I don't even like doing this podcast anymore.
Yeah, this is like...
It's just like...
I don't really feel like doing it.
No, yeah. It's like, I don't want to do anything.
So we thought a lot about Lazy Song,
sadly,
we were punching it up. And I think what stuck in my craw the most was just...
The pretendiness of it all. Bruno Mars...
What a tryhard.
Trying hard to be a lazy person.
You know what it is? Bruno Mars, when he put this song out... I'm not sure we had this term in 2011. If we did, maybe he could have stopped himself from doing it. But when Bruno Mars put the song out, he and the Smeezingtons, they posted cringe.
Ooh.
And a lot of the cringe is just pretending that he's not posting cringe. If you admit you're posting cringe, it's not cringe anymore.
You can get people on your side.
But all this posturing and pretending, you know, the two of you and us saw right through it. So we just decided to do a punch up that just like leans into the true laziness of Bruno Mars.
Yeah. Well, because the song is very much like not till I've had my coffee energy, you know.
Yeah, it's a little bit live, laugh, lazy.
Yeah, it's like do not talk to me right now.
I haven't had it.
It's one of those mugs that has like markers of when you could. It's like
yes.
Still lazy, like waking up, feeling a little better. How can I assist you today?
Yeah. Refill, you please.
Don't talk to me while I have my hand in my pants.
Yeah, you do not.
Wait, I'm getting boxers made. Don't talk to me while I have my hands in my pants.
Do not talk to me until my hand is up to here.
Okay, here's our punch up.
There's no way you can step to my laziness. I'm the king of doing jack shit. Completely nude except for Crocs. Grab 100K in checks from my mailbox. You plebs could never step to my laziness.
Just a little more honest.
I'm in the pool watching 5 different TVs. My boy Chef Cloud slicing up sashimi. Nobody else can relax like me.
Nah, word.
Can you believe I'm still in Saint Laurent pajama pants when my trainer comes by to teach me a TikTok dance? Oh my gosh, I'm so freaking lazy. Oh yes, he travels to me. He travels to me cause I pay him a G an hour. No way you common folks could be this lazy. At chillaxing, I just can't be beat. Won't even check my own voicemail, make my assistant say that I'm unavail. No way common folks could be this lazy. You're not lazy.
Just a little more bragging. It's more real.
Yeah.
Hey Lulu, hold all my calls. Hey Lulu.
Lulu.
Hey Lulu, girl.
Tomorrow I'll wake up and write a number one hit. Come perform on SNL, be in at least one skit. And Lauren will scream out next time you should host. Yeah, I might mess around and win 10 more Grammys. After lunch, finish spelling out E-G-O-T. Sneak in a show on Ibiza's coast. Oh, it was quinceañera, quinceañera. My agent's killing the game. No way you can afford that kind of lazy. Once you're this famous, most of these three, I simply float above the world like a demigod made of dollars. No way you can imagine my lazy. No, I ain't gonna floss my teeth.
Yes.
That's part of Keith's job description. It's Keith's job description. Get between molar 1 and 2. Wax my chest and my happy trail too. Yeah, 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 yeah. It makes me go, oh. No way you'll ever get to be this lazy. You're at work while I'm on my lazy grind.
It's such a grind.
You deserve to grovel at my feet. Badass French tips courtesy of
yes.
Keith. No way you'll ever get close.
God, Keith is booked and busy.
You're not lazy. Ooh, 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 ooh. You're not rich enough for my kind of lazy. Ooh, 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 ooh. You're not rich enough for my kind of lazy.
Oh. Oh my god, wow. That was awesome.
Thank you.
The last version made you feel furious, EJ. This version just makes me feel like kind of small and unimportant, but in the way I know I should feel
it
when
makes
I'm standing
me
next
angry.
To Bruno Mars.
Yeah, it makes me angry, but in a less embarrassed way because he's being honest about his brand.
At least he's being honest. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I'm sharing in the experience with him a little bit. Not in a way that I'm necessarily jealous of his life or anything, but I like But at least I'm like, okay, I can picture what you're talking about. Before I was like, who are you talking about?
we began to cast his world a little bit. There's Jean-Claude, there's Lulu, there's Keith, but there's really so many other unsung people that are making Bruno Mars's Lazy Life go forward that we couldn't get to in this song, you know?
Mm-hmm. What is your guys' number? What's your hourly rate that you would floss Bruno Mars's teeth for?
Hourly,
yeah. Well, that's kind of hard.
Is my job only the flossing? No, this is an important question.
Well, that's tough for the hourly rate because, presumably you should be flossing his teeth in like 2 minutes.
Right.
You know? That's what I'm saying. So I think we've got to travel. Because if it's just the teeth...
I think I'm going to say 150 a pop. I'll floss Bruno Mars' teeth for $150.
Can I bill for gas and tolls, you know, or is travel time part of my hourly?
$150 for full mouth or $150 per teeth?
$150 full mouth.
Interval full that's mouth. I'm not going under $275.
That's it. My first thought was that's an iPod Nano. I was like, the one thing I can think of is $150.
I'm going to need to pick up a Microsoft Zune 16 GB minimum. Minimum.
Unless he's flossing twice a day. I can't believe
iPod Nano wasn't a lyric in the original Lazy song.
Shuffle on my iPod
Walking
Touch.
Around my house with my iPod Shuffle.
Put my shuffle down on my scrotum.
Get a little popcorn and shave a little truffle. Nobody can tell me I can't.
Yeah, I said it. I'm shuffling.
I said it. Truffle on popcorn. Before he was cosplaying as a poor guy on his days off.
Yes.
And now I am happy that it's actually not even a day off at all. He's just being lazy because he has the ability to. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how I feel necessarily about him at the end of the day, but I feel like I respect it a little more. I'm like, yeah, I mean, you got there, I guess.
Yeah.
So go off.
He's basically living as a king at a Renaissance fair with servants flitting around his like the edges of his entourage whose names he probably doesn't even know, but I feel confident that's what Bruno Mars's real life is like. You know, Bruno Mars doesn't live like me.
No, he lives like a Roman emperor.
Yeah,
definitely.
Also, his trainer had to come by to teach a TikTok dance. Now that's wild.
Very believable though.
Oh, 100%. But I'm like, watch one of the videos. There's a million free tutorials on TikTok for every single dance.
He likes the company, though. That's the thing, is when you're that rich and famous,
oh my God, I forget.
You can just hire people to hang out with you.
It's so lonely at the top.
Yeah, it's so lonely. Your friends are paid. None of your relationships are real.
While he's with the trainer, he's like, I know I could have done this by myself, but I just need to have the deadline and the accountability, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I could do this without you, Jean-Georges. But
I'm crazy like that. I just like need someone to keep me on track.
I need someone to like come to my bed and wake me up and take me to the pool and teach me the TikTok dance. But you know, that's why I'm paying you $1,000 a session.
Just because it's like nice for you too, I'm sure. Like I'm probably one of your more fun clients.
Is the Rock fun? Do you guys giggle together?
No, you know, The Rock, he is really all business.
the Rock is even richer than Bruno Mars. He has a gym the size of Bruno Mars's mansion.
The Rock and I, we don't really talk because the whole time he's working out, he's eating cod. Just the whole his mouth
it's
is full
crazy.
Of cod.
Constant cough.
That man is so busy that he's actually always multi. I'm always one person helping him while there's eight other people helping him. And so we don't really get a lot of FaceTime one-on-one, but I think he seems polite.
Yeah, I do the whole body, but there's another man moving his face during our session. he gets the FaceTime.
I think we can officially declare this one punched up, Andrew. I think we did it.
All right.
I think this was... Well, don't take it from me. I can't believe I'm just... bragging in that way. We have two experts here. Would you guys like render a verdict on this for us? What do you think about this punched up version relative to the original?
Are you asking, do we declare it punched up?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I declare it punched up.
Okay, wow.
I don't usually give that prerogative over to the guests, but we don't always have guests from Keeping Records here.
You don't always have anthropologists.
You guys have a higher authority.
Anthropologists.
Yeah. You guys have a higher authority than our normal
You don't always
guests.
Have anthropology.
Futuro-paleontologist.
That's the first time we've ever asked a guest if the punch-up was better, because the problem is, they could say no.
Yeah.
So we generally don't ask.
Well, sometimes people bring in songs they love, I imagine.
Yes, often people bring a favorite.
We gave you a gift in that we brought in a song that we can't stand.
And I thank you for that. Those other guests, they come in here to get their song ruined.
Get them out of here!
Okay, I have a question for you guys, which is...
What is your walking in music?
We always close the show by sharing a song that we love and talking about... Well, maybe we love it, or maybe we just want to joke about it. And we talk about what would we use that song to walk into. And I'll go first, and this week I'm being sincere by bringing a song I actually love. And this... My jumping off point was... What song do I actually want to chill out to? There is no version of my life where I wake up feeling lazy and I put on the lazy song. That would be that would begin the most hateful day. It would put me in the worst mood, so counteractive. This is a song from an artist I love named Michael Kiwanuka, and pretty much everything he puts out I love. But this one puts me in my lazy spot, and I'm ready to chill and stare at the raindrops coming down the window. This is my own walk-in music to a lazy day at home. This track is called I'll Get Along.
Even the title's sort of calming.
Even the title is like, I'm going to get along today. Today is for me to chill.
You guys live in L.A., right?
Yeah.
Bruno Mars lives in L.A. Is the weather bad enough in L.A. to truly be lazy?
It's sometimes it's so hot that you do have to be lazy.
Okay. That's when, Hobbit mode.
I don't call, I still get along in a little while.
Great pick, Evan.
Thanks, brother.
I know sometimes I want...
It's so cinematic. You can picture yourself... having a whole day to this one song. It's a montage. The song begs montage of me slowly making my scrambled eggs, staring at the window, thinking of my loved ones, going back to the couch, but in a beautiful way, not the annoying hand-in-pants snuggy way.
Just a normal bathrobe. A normal bathrobe is what people wear when they're feeling lazy.
Yeah, and I look handsome in the bathrobe. I don't look annoying.
A snuggie's too hot.
Okay, that was I'll Get Along by Michael Kiwanuka. Andrew, you want to go next?
In my walk-in scenario, I've become close personal friends with Bruno Mars. I started out as his tooth flossing guy, but because he flosses 10 times a day, we've gotten to know each other pretty well.
He does have spectacular teeth.
And he invites me on his private jet to fly to the island of Kauai.
Mm-hmm.
And this is playing as we walk down. There's not a jet bridge, just the stairs onto the tarmac.
Yeah, it's a PJ. You walk down the stairs. Yeah,
and
the
think, you know what? Maybe I've been too much of a hater, and I should just start digging the island vibes.
Oh.
I can't believe no one picked this one yet. Great pick. Savage pick.
Hugely overplayed song. Like, it's so overplayed.
Oh, but it's so beautiful.
But it's so good.
It's so
when
haunting.
This song hit LimeWire in 2003, jaws across the world were on the floor. Now you take it for granted.
Eyes were welling up.
Now you take it for granted that Somewhere Over the Rainbow can be matched up with What a Wonderful World. No one had thought of that.
No one had thought of
What a Wonderful World with Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
No one thought of singing this melody without the octave leap at the
until
top.
Until Israel Kamako... What's his name? Israel Kamako Oweli.
Israel Kamako Oweli.
Until Israel Kamako Oweli came up with it. Didn't this become a hit because it was in like a bad movie soundtrack, but it's just so good that it blew up? I think this is in Meet Joe Black.
What? It's so beautiful, so haunting.
Me and Bruno are going surfing.
Yeah.
Boogie boarding.
Peter's coming.
Bruno is making me fresh sashimi on the lanai. And he's just like, when I'm in Hawaii, I cook myself.
Role reversal because he's at home. He's gone back to his roots. This is just a classic, man. It's a, it's become overplayed, like. But for you to play this now, just I'm returning to the first time I heard it. It's just so beautiful and pure.
Is it making you like the Lazy Song?
Well, I also can see that you're in your scenario, you picked it because you're in Hawaii. But also, it's just like straight up musical reference. The ukulele part is like a model for the Lazy Song, except
you know what it has?
Israel played the downstrokes.
The downstrokes.
There's downstrokes in there.
I heard
Judge it.
He was playing. He played the downbeats with his thumb and then upstroked.
The downbeats are there and it's fine and it works.
He's a pro because he's doing the whole accompaniment himself.
But I
have
to admit, if I was truly in that scenario, I would be fine with a Lazy Song because I'd be like, well, some percentage of Bruno Mars's income is still based on that song he hates. Paid for it. I guess I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Actually, guys, I hate that scenario. Actually, I don't even like that scenario.
You know what? I'm not even going because today I don't want to do anything. I don't want to get on a plane.
Oh, that song I did is not cool? Yeah, no, I know it's not cool.
Oh, yes. She said it. She said it.
Yeah, I said it.
Yeah, I said it.
I said it because I can. Today I'm not getting on your private jet.
You know, I know you're doing that completely fictionally as a bit, and yet just hearing it come out of your mouth, I got my hackles up a little bit. You know, that's how
Me too. It does put your guards up.
That's how triggering you that attitude is. Okay, who can I pass the conch to Shelby? What's your scenario?
Sure. So this is imagine you're at a party and you've drinking a lot and now you're like, wait, I might have to throw up, and you're like, where's the bathroom? And they direct you and there's like, it's really hard to get there. And then this song plays on your journey. While you,
okay, so the scene is walking down the hallway and cannot find it, and I'm lost.
You are walking through a home, a big home, massive home, drunk, at a party, and you have to puke.
Is
really
the
bad.
Barf already in your mouth and you're holding it in, or is the barf about
coming
to come
up? Yeah, you are having a really hard time keeping it down.
Oh God,
that like sort of jittery feeling in your whole body where you're like, it's going to be a doozy.
It's you're sweating.
I'm going to be in this bathroom for a little bit, you know?
And that's when you hear... You open the door to another door, to another door, to another door. Oh. As soon as this song plays, you are in slow motion. You know, like to everyone else, you're moving real time, but to yourself, you're moving at half speed.
You as the toilet.
Oh, supreme vibe. Supreme vibe. Golly, it slaps. It sounds incredible.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you. Yeah, that's my walk-up song to the puke throne.
Great.
It's beautiful.
The song is called
Thank you so much.
The song's called Door.
Yeah.
By Caroline Polachek.
Yeah.
Mm.
And this part is like, I'm still trying. I'm like a little dizzy. And I'm hearing echoes from the party. That's part of the song, you know? Like, I'm like, oh, it's still sort of a party.
Absolutely. Even the mix on the song sounds a little bit underwater, like you're hearing it through a closed door. And the bass is carrying through the door, you know? Yeah. You're outside the party. Yeah.
This is really reminding me of a time I actually puked, Shelby. Do you mind if I tell you about it? Is it weird if I tell you about this time I puked?
God, I've been wondering about your puke for days.
There's some really good name dropping in this story about puking, because early on in our career, we were invited to speak at a conference. We flew to Arizona to speak at this conference, and we're doing the sound check. We were one of the featured speakers at the conference. And I could tell, like, oh, geez, during the sound check, I'm going to hurl. I am to vomit.
Were you sick with, like, this is not a like a motion sickness
thing. It was like
thing.
We were working. It's like we'd stayed up all night working, and then we'd flown to Arizona. It was like I was like working on too much sleep.
Yeah.
Like later this night, I spoke at the conference, even though I threw up. So I run off stage. I'm running into the back of this conference center to try to find a place to puke at some nice hotel. And the door opens, and who is coming in the door that I almost puke on, but the person who is speaking after us at the conference, Ari Emanuel, of...
The head of WME?
The head of WME, the agent. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to barf on Ari Emanuel.
The super
Emanuel.
Agent. Did you barf on the super agent?
Right behind the super agent from Entourage is this caterer. And I look at the caterer, and I say, like, hey, man, where's the closest bathroom? And he started giving me directions, like from your walk-in scenario. He was like, okay, you're going to walk down this hall. You're going to hang a right. You're going to like to hang a left. You're going to go. And he looked at my face and it was just like, it must have been bright green. And he just pointed to this door, like one door over that just said like staff only.
Oh, the
like,
secret staff
and he
bathroom.
And like, he was like, go in there, man. And I like ran in and just puked everywhere. But I really appreciated the caterer, like just clocking my face and being like, this is a guy who cannot go down a hallway, hang a right, hang a left, hang a right and puke. This guy is going to puke right now.
That dude saved you from barfing on Ari Emanuel.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we've been blacklisted.
And you opened a door.
I would have been blacklisted from the entertainment industry forever.
You know what? You opened a door by Caroline.
I went
Palachuk.
Back to the hotel. I ate a banana, took a nap, came back and did our talk.
Wow, absolutely.
Whoa, better than ever.
Professional.
Shelby, that's a killer pick. Great scenario. We haven't had a barf walk-in yet.
You.
We've had, you know, a lot of other violence has happened in walk-in scenarios. I don't think we've had a barf
yet. We've never had a barf.
EJ, hit us with your song. Or your scene.
So my scene is I have just had like an incredible first date, honestly. Like I'm like totally vibing. Mm-hmm. And then I'm picturing my like 15-year-old self honestly right now, but maybe that's just because the song makes me nostalgic. But I like had an amazing first date. I leave. I'm like, I'm in a movie right now. And I'm walking down the street away from the date and I'm like, anything is possible. And I'm looking at like
this is a walkout song.
This is a walkout song. It's
you're
a walkout
walking
song.
Into the
other
rest
person
of your life.
Complete like they're not seeing any of this. This is just like me like deciding that I'm the main character of my own movie.
And you are.
And I am. That's the cool thing about being yourself. but anyway, so yeah, I'm walking down the street. I'm like looking around at people. I'm like, my life has only just begun. That's how the song makes me feel.
Something about the way. Eyes off you. Something about the way your lips invite. Maybe it's the way that I get nervous when you're around. And I want you to
I'll never get over it. Here we go. Hit the drop. Oh, a sidewalk strut. You're exactly right, EJ. Yeah. This is, sure, it's a walk-out song for your date, but it's a walk-in song for becoming your own protagonist.
To the rest of your life.
Like, that's literally how I'm like, wait a minute. And everyone else is like, it's slow motion. People are waving at me. I'm like, wait, me? I look around. Yeah, they're pointing at me.
Yeah, I was
you're walking into the rest of your life.
I was a bit player in the movie of my own life until now.
Until right now.
Oh, what a melisma. Okay, Clay. This is Clay Aiken singing The Way. Something in the way.
Something about the way there. I whisper your name when I'm asleep.
Wow.
Is this... Whisper your name when I'm asleep.
Oh, girl.
Oh,
Clay,
girl,
baby.
Yeah.
Oh, girl.
Clay, baby.
Honey.
You know, we have a running Spotify playlist, of course, of all the walk-in songs that have ever been shared on our show since we started hosting. And I'm just feeling so happy now that Clay Aiken has made it onto that playlist. Something feels really right about that.
Yeah.
I'm shocked he wasn't on there before, to be honest.
I want to try to get a Ruben song on in the next couple weeks. Maybe I can get a Ruben Studdard song on just so they can continue to live in harmony as
yes.
they did.
Thank you. As Sorry they, for 2004.
As they did in season 2.
Which is the only
two.
Song really I know of his.
Yeah. In season 2 of American Idol.
This has been just such an esteemed pleasure, guys, to have two music anthropologists, two cultural anthropologists on our show. I feel like we really got to the bottom of what is so deeply, deeply wrong about this song, and we fixed it. I mean,
we fixed
great
it.
That's
success.
Good news, yeah.
You know, that's a huge success.
Bruno Mars posted cringe, and our version is not cringe at all.
Exactly. Except for plebes. Plebes.
Now, where can people find you? Because after listening to this show, everyone will want to and must, is obligated to go follow you. Is it Keeping Records Pod on all the platforms?
You know what? Unfortunately, does change. It is Keeping Records Pod on Instagram, mm-hmm. and I believe just Keeping Records on Twitter. Yeah, correct.
Great. Keeping Records is the show.
And my full name is my handle on everything. EJ is having fun on all platforms.
EJ having fun. That's my handle.
It's your handle.
EJ
and
having fun.
Your MO.
And your personality.
And your
sure.
MO. He's having
yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
Always great to have your handle be your personality. Just like me. Mine is at GetSomeEvan.
But yeah, hey, listen, wherever you listen to this podcast, listen to ours. That's
seriously,
how I feel about it.
You guys.
And thank you all so much for listening to another week of Punch Up the Jam. Leave us a review or rate the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We'll be back next Thursday. And as always, if you want to get this punch up without us laughing and talking over it, you can go to our Patreon, patreon.com/GregoryBrothers, and every single punch up is up there, which in my opinion is the best deal on the internet.
You will
just
be
go get all of
the
them.
Most popular kid at your middle school if you bust out this version of the Lazy Song.
Oh
sleepover.
My god.
So true.
You
go
would
get
kill it.
It. Guys, go get the
You're
song.
You're gonna get the girlies.
This has been Punch Up the Jam. This song is punched.
Let's punch it.
Punch up the jam, punch it up. Who are you? Punch up the jam, punch it up.
Punch it, punch it, punch it.
Punch up the jam, punch it up.
Get the party going.
Punch up the jam, punch it up.
Punch it.
You've been listening to Punch Up the Jam.
That was a HeadGum Original.